Warning, the following podcast contains graphic descriptions of crime scenes, as well as other topics that may be hard to hear. Listener discretion is advised. For this episode, we will be discussing not one, but two of the earliest prominent serial killers ever recorded. The first is Jack the Ripper, and the second will be the lesser-known Elizabeth Báthory. As many of you may know, Jack the Ripper was never caught, so we are going to focus on the crimes and theories of who he may have been and why he stopped killing. From August 31st to November 9th, 1888, Jack the Ripper murdered five women. These women were Mary Ann Nichols, Annie Chapman, Elizabeth Stride, Catherine Eddowes, and Mary Jane Kelly. The interesting thing about these women was that they were all prostitutes working near London's Whitechapel district. At the time, it was made clear through autopsies and study of the crime scenes that the person behind these killings had an in-depth knowledge of anatomy, which would later start many theories and would widen the suspect list. In fact, at one crime scene, it was reported that half a kidney was removed. This partial kidney would later be mailed to police and investigators. Now that you have some knowledge of who Jack the Ripper was and his various killings, let's talk about the theories and suspects that were brought into light over the past century. The name Jack the Ripper was one that was used because of a signed letter said to have been from the killer, although some believe that this name was truly the one that the Ripper made for himself, it is likely that it was the creation of a journalist wanting recognition. This fact caused many to suspect that the killer did not want attention or praise, but instead solely wanted to shed light on the terrible conditions that the poor were forced to live in during the time. To the lavish members of society, Jack the Ripper was the worst nightmare imaginable. He further emphasized the horrible and impoverished conditions of London that the upper classes ignored. One possible theory is that Jack the Ripper was a member of the upper class society and he was embarrassed of his peers. This would explain the fact that he was highly medically educated and that he was clearly trying to point out the faults of society. This theory led many to further explore the fact that Jack the Ripper could have been an outcast of high society who was highly aware of the grim conditions of lower citizens. Another motive to consider is one that Jack the Ripper could have been a group rather than a single person. The group that is most commonly suspected is the Freemasons. This was and still is a relatively concealed group of men whose purpose is to improve moral character and build, quote, better men out of good men. Some suspect the Freemasons because of a scandal involving Prince Albert Edward Victor. At the time, many made speculations about the health, sexuality, and character of Prince Albert. At one point, an exclusively men's brothel was reported, and it was later found out that Prince Albert had visited on many occasions. It was also thought that the prince had married and had a child with a prostitute. It was suspected that after the marriage turned out badly, the Freemasons, which Prince Albert was a part of, murdered everyone who knew about the marriage or its outcome. Although over more than a century has passed since these killings, there is still no answer as to who killed these women or what their motive was. What theories do you have on who the real Jack the Ripper was? Thank you. Elizabeth Báthory was a powerful Hungarian aristocrat who is reported to have at least 600 victims. This number of victims would later put her in the Guinness Book of World Records for most prolific female serial killer. At the age of 15, Báthory would marry Ferenc Nádasdy, another Hungarian aristocrat. It is said that during their time together, he taught her techniques of torture and murder. After Nádasdy's death in 1604, Báthory would run the estates on her own and would go on to practice the forms of torture her late husband taught her. Báthory would draw young noblewomen and servants into her home by explaining that she would teach them and care for them, but what she actually did was the opposite. One method of Báthory was covering her victims in honey and forcing them outside to be devoured by insects and animals. Another involved driving needles into the hands and feet whilst cutting off the tip of the nose and peeling off the lips. At other times, she would make her victims walk through patches of stinging nettles and poison ivy. She would bite off the shoulders, knees, and face of younger victims. It is said that with younger girls, she would drain the blood, which she would then drink or bathe in, hoping to restore her youthful looks. In December of 1610, Báthory was arrested in her castle on suspicion of crimes against noblewomen. It would later be found, through further investigation, that Báthory kept diligent and in-depth descriptions of every one of her victims. This included their names, age, and how they were tortured or killed. Despite everything, many believe that Báthory may not have been guilty. This is because, out of the 289 witnesses, only 39 actually testified or offered any viable information. Do you think Báthory was guilty of the crimes? This podcast is meant for educational purposes only and is in no way meant to glorify the actions of Jack the Ripper or Elizabeth Báthory. Killers and Cults, The Stories, is written and hosted by Audrey Ladowitz. For more episodes, listen on Spotify or the Apple Podcast app.